I pray thee, daughter, sing or express yourself in a more comfortable. If my son were my husband, I should freely rejoice in that absence wherein he won honor and in the embracements of his bed when he would show most love. When yet he was the tender body and the only son of my womb. When youth with comeliness plucked all gaze his way. When for a day of king's entreaties the mother should not sell him an hour from her beholding. I, considering how honor would become such a person, was pleased to let him seek danger where he was like to find fame. To a cruel war I sent him, from whence he returned, his brows bound with oak. I tell thee, daughter, I sprang not more in joy at his first hearing he was a man-child than now, in first seeing he proved himself a man.
But had he died in the business, madam, how then?
Then his good report should have been my son. I therein would have found issue. Hear me profess sincerely. Had I a dozen sons, each in my love alike, and none less dear than thine and my good master's, I had rather had 11 die nobly for their country than one voluptuously surfeit out of action.
Madam, the Lady Valeria has come to visit you.
Beseech you, give me leave to retire myself.
Indeed you shall not. Methinks I hear hither your husband's drum. See him pluck our figures down by the hair, as children from a bear the Volscians shunning him. Methinks I see him stamp us and call us. Come on, you cowards, you were got in fear, though you were born in Rome. His bloody brow with his mailed hand, then wiping, forth he goes.
His bloody brow. Oh, Jupiter, no blood.
Away, you fool, it more becomes a man than guilt is trophy. The breasts of Hecuba, when she did suckle Hector, looked not lovelier than Hector's forehead when it spit forth blood at Grecian sword contending.
So, Valeria, we are fit to bid her welcome.
Heavens bless my lord from fell Aufidius.
He'll pluck Aufidius' head below his knee and tread upon his neck. My lady, so good day to you.
Sweet madam.
I'm glad to see your ladyship.
How do you both? Your man is that housekeeper.
What are you sewing here?
A fine spot, a good face. How does your little son?
I thank your ladyship well, good madam.
He'd rather see the swords and hear a drum than look upon his schoolmaster.
On my word, a father's son. I'll swear it is a very pretty boy. On my troth, I looked upon him a Wednesday, half an hour together.
Has such a concerned countenance. I saw him run after a gilded butterfly. And when he caught it, he let it go again and after it again.
And over he comes. And up again. Catched it again.
Or whether his fall enraged him, or how 'twas, he did so set his teeth and tear it. Oh, I warrant how he mammocked it.
One on father's mood.
Indeed. La, it is a noble child.
A crack, madam.
Come, lay aside your stitchery. I must have you play the idle housewife with me this afternoon.
No, good madam. I will not out of doors.
Not out of doors?
She shall.
Indeed, no. By your patience. I'm not over the threshold till my lord return from the war.
Sigh. You confine yourself most unreasonably. Come. You must go visit the good lady that lies in.
I will wish her speedy strength and visit her with my prayers. But I cannot go thither.
Why, I pray you?
It is not to save labor, nor that I want love.
You would be another Penelope. Yet they say all the yarn she spun in Ulysses' absence did but fill Ithaca full of moss. Come. I would your cambric was sensible as your finger that you might leave pricking it for pity. Come, you shall go with us.
No, good madam. Pardon me. Indeed, I will not fall.
In truth, La, go with me, and I'll tell you excellent news of your husband.
Good madam, there can be none yet.
Certainly, I do not jest with you. There came news from him last night.
Indeed, madam.
In earnest. It's true, I heard a senator speak it. Thus it is. The Volscians have an army force against whom Cominius the general is gone with one part of our Roman power. Your lord and Titus Lartius are set down before their city, Caryolae. They nothing doubt prevailing, and to make it brief wars. This is true on mine honor, and so I pray go with us.
Excuse, good madam. I will obey you in everything hereafter.
Let her alone, lady. As she is now, she will with disease our better man.
In truth, I think she would.